very much indeed, Mr. McClung. It's so good to be back with the boys and girls, and might I say that both this morning and this evening, you've done exceptionally well, And it was very good to hear you all singing and reciting your pieces, and we're very thankful to God for just how well the boys and girls have done today. For mums and dads and grannies and granddads that have come along tonight, I would like to thank you for coming along as well. And we're going to consider some things this evening. When we finished the story this morning, I told you of a verse of Scripture that sometimes is often quoted. And I quoted it this morning and told you that tonight we would be looking at money. Because the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Many years ago, I used to work in an accounts office, and on a number of occasions, I would handle money. And I got to look at money and see what it said on money and the pictures that appear on money, and I started to ask myself some questions. And so we have a story now tonight on money. Some of the money that you might see tonight, some of the boys and girls, and maybe some of the younger people as well, might not recognize it. But we're going to go forward with the story tonight on money. This morning, we considered how we would remember the story about the man sick of a palsy. It was found in the second part of the Bible. It was found in the second book of the second part of the Bible. It was found in the second chapter of that second book of the second part of the Bible. And we considered the second word, and so on and so forth. Tonight, just pay attention as we consider the pictures and the writing and some of the things about money, and they all begin with the letter S. You listen carefully for all of these words that begin with the letter S tonight. Now, I'm going to read you a verse from 2 Timothy, and we'll explain it as we go through. Some big words in it, but it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, that all Scripture, all of this book, all of the Bible, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. In other words, this book that you and I read, this book that's available for us to read, it was given by God. God spoke to men and told them what to write. And we have it today. We're able to read it today. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable. It does us good to read the Bible. It does us good to read Scripture. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for teaching us things. Sometimes we meet people in life, and they think they know everything. They don't, because how could we know everything? But the Scripture tells us that it's profitable for doctrine. It teaches us things that we need to know about God. It's profitable for reproof. It teaches us that we're born in sin and shapen in iniquity. It teaches us about correction. Some of the boys and girls might know about correction. Indeed, every one of us in this room tonight knows about correction, because when we were younger, our mums and dads perhaps corrected us for doing things that were wrong. And so the Bible is profitable for correction. And it's also profitable in instructing us. Once we know that we're sinners and we need to be saved, the Bible is profitable in instructing us in righteousness, or in living aright. So we're going to think of some verses of Scripture tonight to try and help us through this story. And then I thought part of this story tonight should feature a thing that doesn't really happen very often. My wallet coming out of my pocket. And that really doesn't happen very often. And it happens even less often that I take money out of my wallet when it is out of my pocket. But I'm going to show you boys and girls some money. Whenever I would have been your age, if my mother and father had decided they wanted to give me a pound note to go and spend. Now you're probably saying, a note? What do you mean note? It's a pound coin you have now. But in my day, you used to have a pound note. And that's what you used to go to the shops to spend. I'm maybe old enough to remember this sort of pound note. I'm maybe even old enough to remember this sort of £5 note. I'm sure some of these boys and girls have never seen money like this. Believe me, this young man's nodding. Believe me, it's not from a Monopoly game. This is real money. This is what we used to... There's a young fella sitting down there and his mouth has dropped down to his knees. This is the money that we used to spend when we were youngsters. My brothers and I used to spend money like this, if ever we had it. And so money was different in those days. I'm going to show you some money tonight, and we're going to tie in some verses of Scripture. There's a verse in Romans chapter 3, the book of Romans chapter 3, and the verse 10 and 11. Romans chapter 3 and the verse 10 and 11. And it says this, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. None righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh God. Then it tells us in verse 23 of Romans chapter 3 that all have sinned. Nowadays, people don't like to hear that. That's what the Bible tells us. That's what the Bible tells me about me, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, I have shown you some strange money. It's going to get even stranger. This is a £50 note. Believe you me, I never got one of these for my pocket money when I was a kid. Never. I don't even think I got one of them in my pay packet when I was working. But this is a £50 note. And I'm going to introduce you to a man on this £50 note. And his name, the picture of this man, his name is John Hublon. If I had a name like that, I think I probably might get it changed. But his name was John Hublon. John Hublon says on the note that he was born in 1632 and he died in 1712. So he died at the age of 80. What's so special about this man, John Hublon? Why does he have his picture on a bank note? A £50 bank note, nonetheless. Well, he has his picture on the bank note because he was the first governor of the Bank of England in 1694. He lived in a huge big mansion, huge big mansion. I think it even gives us the address on the front of this note. John Hublon's house was in Threadneedle Street in London. Massive big mansion. But that's where John Hublon lived. He was Lord Mayor of London in 1695. He got the job as being the first governor in the Bank of England because he was a very smart man. Then his picture appeared on the £50 note in 1994 and it stayed there for 20 years and then they changed it to somebody else. So John Hublon, we're going to find out about people on these banknotes. But one thing is common about all of these men and women on these banknotes. This is your first S. Every one of them, no matter what their job was, no matter how rich they might have been, no matter how smart they might have been, no matter how long they might have lived, no matter about anything about them, they're all sinners. Every one of them. John Hublon. Didn't matter that he lived in a big mansion, still a sinner. Didn't matter that he had one of the best jobs in those days, still a sinner. Didn't matter anything about how much he earned, how rich he might have been, he was still a sinner. Because that's what the Bible tells us. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He was a sinner. Now in the back of a £20 note, you've got this man. His name is Edward Elgar. Maybe a better name than Hublon, but Edward Elgar. He was born in 1857, he died in 1934. So he died at the age of 77. He was the son of an organist. He left school to work in a lawyer's office. Again, he was a smart cookie. He left work at 15 to work in a lawyer's office, and he learned to play two instruments. He learned to play the violin, and he learned to play the bassoon. He also would write music, and if ever you sometimes hear a piece of music called Land of Hope and Glory, it was this man that wrote it, Land of Hope and Glory. So he done wonderful things, but yet Edward Elgar, didn't matter how smart he was, didn't really matter how musical he might have been, all of those things didn't matter. He too is a sinner, was a sinner, because the Bible teaches us that all have sinned, you and me, all have sinned. There's none righteous, no, not one. We've all sinned, and we all stand in need of God's salvation. Now, you might not have heard of John Hublon. You might vaguely have heard of Edward Elgar. Some of you might even come to the Christian school here. But if you go to another school, if you haven't heard this man's name already, you more than likely will. This man on the back of a £10 note is called Charles Darwin. Now, we talked about these other men being very smart. Sometimes history lessons would tell us that Charles Darwin was very smart. I kind of beg to differ, because Charles Darwin would have you believe, and he would have me believe, and he would have as many other people as he can to believe that we came from monkeys. But we have been thinking about creation today. Your Children's Day has been thinking about creation. And the Bible definitely tells us that in the beginning it was God who created all things. We didn't come from monkeys. We didn't come from tadpoles. We don't come from frogs. We don't come from anything like that. The Bible teaches us, and we believe it, I believe it, that God created all things. So no matter about what Charles Darwin would teach us, no matter about the fact that his father was a doctor, no matter about the fact that in his early life he would have believed the Bible but changed his mind in later life, no matter about all of those things, Charles Darwin is just like Edward Elgar, just like John Hublon. He is a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. On the £5 note, the first lady. There's a lady on the £5 note. Well, on those £5 notes, I don't think they're in circulation anymore. But there was a lady. Her name is Elizabeth Fry. She was born in 1780, and she died in 1845. And she was a good lady. She would have went into prisons during her lifetime, especially ladies' prisons, and she would have taught the ladies how to knit. Way back in those days, if your mummy had done something wrong, and if your mummy had ended up in court, and if your mummy had been sentenced to go to prison, you would have to go with her. And so Elizabeth Fry, she went into prisons and taught the mummies how to knit wee jumpers for their kids, wee hats to keep them warm, and all sorts of things like that. Another thing she done, she taught the lady prisoners how to read, and more importantly, she taught them how to read the Bible, Elizabeth Fry. But she too was a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're going to go back to our 50-pound note because there's another picture on the 50-pound note, and it's a picture of Queen Elizabeth II. Remember I told you to listen out for words beginning with S? Well, the pictures on the back of the note show us about people who are all sinners. Believe it or not, the picture in the front of the note, it's on a £50 note, it's on a £20 note, it's on a £10 note, and it's on a £5 note, the picture of the Queen. But she too was a sinner. She too is a sinner. She too needs to be saved. But she is the sovereign of this country. She rules this country because she is the sovereign. There's a verse in Psalm 47 and the verse 2, and it says about God, He is a great king over all the earth. So we're thinking about sinners, and now we're thinking about the God of heaven who is sovereign over all the earth. He's sovereign. He rules all things after the plan and the purpose that he has. What is his plan? What is his purpose? Well, his plan is that boys and girls, mums and dads, grannies and granddads, who are not saved, like the people on these notes, all of us have sinned. God's plan is that we should be saved. That's his sovereign purpose and plan. Not just for boys and girls, but for mummies and daddies and grannies and granddads. People outside of the church tonight. God's purpose and plan is that sinners will be saved. So we've thought of the sinners on the banknotes. We've briefly thought about the sovereign on the banknotes. Now I want you to look very closely at the banknote. And way down here, there's a name called Andrew Bailey. Who was Andrew Bailey? Well, the time that these notes were printed, Andrew Bailey, he was the chief cashier of the bank. And his name appears on every note. Now, he doesn't sit at home all day, every day with a pen. I've got 6 million notes to sign today. No, he doesn't do that. He just signs one and then it's printed on all the rest. Andrew Bailey. He has signed his name on all of these notes. £50 note, £20 note, £10 note, £5 note. He has signed his name on all of these notes. What has he signed his name to? Well, he has signed his name to what is written at the top of the note. And at the top of the note it says, I promise. I promise to pay the bearer on demand. So if I went into a shop and I bought something and it cost me £50, the man I'm buying the thing off, if I give him a £50 note, not one like this, mind you, but if I give him a £50 note, well, then the promise is there. I promise to pay you £50. And Andrew Bailey has promised that that man will get the £50. I promise to pay. So we've got the sinner who needs to be saved. We have a sovereign God in heaven whose plan alone it is that you and I can and will and must be saved. And then we have this man's signature. That's your three S's. The sinner, the sovereign, and the signature. Do you know, boys and girls, that when you read through the Bible, that the Bible teaches us that if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the promise is that we shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. When the Lord Jesus Christ says that, he's not saying, well, believe on me and I'll think about it. The Lord Jesus Christ doesn't say, believe on me and, well, maybe later on in life. No, the promise is, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Andrew Bailey, he signs all of these banknotes. It's printed. But he had to first sign his name. He maybe took a pen or a quill or something, and he signed his name using ink. The Lord Jesus Christ has promised that if you believe on him, if you trust him, if you confess your sins, the Lord Jesus Christ has promised that he will save you, and he has signed his promise in his own blood, because he died on the cross, that you and I can be saved. You might not see these banknotes in your mommy's handbag or your daddy's wallet nowadays. I think they're plastic notes now. You might not see notes like this, but the same thing would apply, I'm sure, that the people on the notes, they'll all be sinners, because the Bible says we've all sinned. I'm sure the Queen still appears on the notes. And she's the sovereign. And remember, God is sovereign over all. And he wants to save you. He wants to redeem you. He wants to make you a Christian. He wants to take you to heaven someday. And remember that the promise is given. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. I meant to say this morning. If God has spoken to you today, mums and dads, boys and girls, well, I have a little leaflet here for boys and girls. And if God has spoken to you today, do you realize in your heart, well, do you know, I'm just like your man Hublon. I'm a sinner. And if you realize, I know that God's sovereign and he wants ever so dearly to save me, if you realize that God has promised that he'll do that, if you ask him, well, then you ask me for one of these leaflets afterwards, and it'll help explain how God will save you. If you're one of the adults amongst us, and the same question troubles your heart, well, then we were thinking this morning how we can know that we're really saved. Well, then you ask me for this little leaflet, how to know God. So, children, adults, if God has spoken to you today, tonight, well then ask for these leaflets and they'll show you and point you to the cross, to the place where Christ died, that you might be saved. Thank you very much indeed.